Good evening, folks. Michael Collins Piper coming to you right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network from my little headquarters right here in Washington, D.C. It is Thursday, August 16th. No rebroadcast here tonight, folks. Just me sitting here. No guests tonight other than you, the callers. I'm going to open up the phones right away. The number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Last night, as you know, if you were listening, I devoted the bulk of the show to talking about a new book, Reckless Rights, by Dr. Eliot Horowitz. Rather provocative book by an American-born Jewish historian who teaches at Bar-Ilan University in Israel. I quoted from the book some very provocative things from the book, and I encourage you to get a copy of the book yourself. Very, very interesting book. As I say, that show, I think, last night was very controversial because of the nature of the discussion. And I'd be curious to know what any of you listeners would have to say. Do you think that I was improper in bringing up discussion of the Jewish religion? I pointed out that the other religions are freely discussed in the mass media in America, particularly even today Mormonism, because of Mitt Romney's position as a presumed top-tier candidate for the Republican presidential nomination. People are dissecting Mormonism every time you turn around. There's been editorials in Jewish-owned publications, editorials and articles suggesting that there might be a problem with having a Mormon president. Last year, the Washington Post had a story suggesting that people were in a headline, and in the story itself, suggesting that there were too many Catholics on the Supreme Court. Well, can you imagine him saying there were too many Jews on the Supreme Court? I'd like to hear from the listeners, and particularly those who heard the program last night. And if there's any Jewish listeners out there who would like to call in and comment, I'd be particularly interested in what you have to say about last night's broadcast and the things that we discussed. Of course, the phones are open. Don't have to limit your discussion to that, but I'd be very, very curious as to what people do have to say in regard to that issue. My point last night, as I think I made clear repeatedly, is that this Jewish religion is at the center of what we call the Zionist movement, that is the political process, the political philosophy that established the State of Israel. And as a consequence of this, we find Israel at the center of the world's problems. The problem of Israel is the world's problem, and we can't get away from that. It's not the Illuminati. The Illuminati is not getting ready to blow up the world. The State of Israel could indeed spark a nuclear war. Matthias Chang has written about that in his fantastic books, Future Fast Forward and Brainwashed for War, Programmed to Kill, two very interesting books available from American Free Press. You should read them. They provide an interesting perspective, a foreign perspective, on a situation that indeed plagues the entire world. So you are free to call in here, folks. The number is 800-313-9443. We are going to a break. When we come back, if there's some callers, we'll bring you up. Otherwise, I may jabber just a little bit. Jabbering from Jabba the Hutt. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Washington. Just a couple quick news notes, kind of something interesting, I thought. Washington Jewish Week today has a story about a program for educators to talk about the Holocaust. And it's very, very interesting. This Peter Fredlake, who is director of teachings, director of teacher workshops and conferences at the Holocaust Museum, says that it is important to quash the mistaken notion that Hitler was insane and was solely responsible for the Holocaust. He says you have to focus on the collaborators. He says it took a huge network of people to perpetrate the crime. Very, very interesting. In the old days, you know, Hitler was insane. Well, it turns out they're saying Hitler was not insane. Okay, well, it's official now. Hitler was not insane. Interesting to know. And that means then that all of the people who supported Hitler, likewise, were not insane. And just kind of an interesting point, I thought. I don't know what to make of it. Maybe it's not even worth mentioning. We do have a couple callers who've joined us, and I'll go to you guys in a moment. Well, some time ago I mentioned that Sheldon Adelson, he is a according to Forward newspaper, considered by many to be the richest Jew in the world. That's their words, not mine. Sheldon Adelson, who heads the Las Vegas Sands Corporation, is getting into the, and that's a gambling concern in Las Vegas, if you didn't figure that out. Mr. Adelson, considered by many to be the richest Jew in the world, is now publishing a free daily newspaper in Israel, competing against some of the other more well-established newspapers. It turns out Mr. Adelson is a close pal of Likud leader Benjamin Netanyahu, one of the hardliners over there in Israel. Mr. Adelson, you may also recall, and I mentioned him on this program at one point, although I accidentally referred to him as Marv Adelson, but there, Marv Adelson is another Jewish billionaire, but it was Sheldon Adelson, the guy we're talking about now, who gave, I believe it was $1 million to some racket being run by Newt Gingrich. So I guess that should tell you exactly who pulls Newt Gingrich's strings. Someone described as the richest Jew in the world. Again, not my words, the words of a distinguished Jewish newspaper, Forward. Okay, well, that having been said, I've enlightened you with those important facts. Hitler was not insane, and number two, the richest Jew in the world, backer of Newt Gingrich, is now publishing a newspaper in Israel. I don't know if you can get a cup of coffee with that information, but kind of interesting, at least to me. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We have Martin in Washington. Martin, are you there?
I sure am.
Martin, are you in D.C. or Washington State?
Washington State.
Washington State. What's going on, Martin?
You said something right at the beginning of the program that's a perfect segue into why I wanted to call tonight, and about the possibility of Israel's somehow touching off a nuclear war.
Right.
It's possible some of your readers, some of your listeners, aren't familiar with the Samson option, and they might benefit from your explaining it to them, and also your views on whether it's real or not. Do they actually have missiles aimed everywhere if Israel is taken down, the whole world goes?
Martin, that's a very, very interesting question. That's okay.
Why don't I get off the phone so
okay.
You can talk about
Thanks for that call, Martin. Very good call. Two very good questions. The Samson option happens to be the title of a book by Jewish-American journalist Seymour Hersh, who's won the Pulitzer Prize. He's a very good journalist. He's been called anti-Zionist. He certainly has been a critic of Israel. And believe it or not, just for those who might want to know it, Seymour Hersh wrote in The New Yorker right after the 9/11 terrorist attacks something that no one seems to have ever noticed except me for some reason. One of these odd little things, he wrote in The New Yorker that his sources in the FBI and in the intelligence community said that the material found in the cars of the hijackers, the alleged 9/11 hijackers parked at the airport, that it seemed as though that evidence, quote-unquote, had been planted. Interesting, isn't that, folks? The material that made the hijackers look like the big bad Muslims appeared to have been planted. But that's just one thing that Seymour Hersh has written, many, many things. But as I say, his book, The Samson Option, which oddly enough I just happen to be looking at today, in fact it's in my briefcase right now, is a book about, and it was the first book about, Israel's long secret nuclear weapons program. It's a very revealing book. Subsequent books have been written, Israel and the Bomb by Israeli writer Avner Cohen, and The Bomb in the Basement by yet another Israeli writer, Michael Karpin. Also, Mark Gaffney has written a good book on the Israeli nuclear bomb. I believe the title is The Third Temple, but Mr. Gaffney will forgive me if I didn't get the title right, but another interesting book on the subject. In any case, The Samson Option is a very interesting title for this book, about Israel's nuclear weapons program, because the Samson option is the foundation of Israel's nuclear weapons program, which incidentally Israeli leader David Ben-Gurion considered to be sacred. The Israeli leader considered the Israeli nuclear weapons program to be sacred. That's in a very interesting turn of phrase, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know of any other country or any other leader of the world who would consider a weapon of mass destruction to be sacred, but the founding father of Israel considered it to be. The Samson option refers to Samson in the Bible. You'll recall that Samson committed suicide by bringing down the temple and killing his tormentors with him. Well, this is what the Samson option is in Israel. They have their nuclear weapons, and they say that if they are going to go down, they're going to take the whole world down with them. Mass suicide. We hear about suicide bombers from the Muslim world. But my God, here's a nation that's entire national defense policy is founded on the concept that the nation will itself commit suicide if it appears that they're going to be overrun by their enemies. Now, you know, when human beings attempt suicide, now I consider suicide to be a perfectly rational act if one does it in a sane sense of mind. Some people make a decision that they are going to end their lives because they're in pain or they can't take it anymore or their husband left them or their wife left them, whatever reason. Suicide is condemned for religious reasons, of course. Others would say it should be condemned for moral reasons, what have you. But isn't it interesting that a nation has founded its defense policy, its this policy regarding weapons of mass destruction, on the concept of national suicide? And the irony, of course, here is that Israel is a nation that considers itself beyond, above, one step above the rest of the world. But they are prepared not only to kill themselves, but kill everybody else. Martin Van Creveld, an Israeli military tactician and historian, often quoted in the press, alluded to the fact that Israel has bombs, nuclear bombs, pointed at Rome. A lot of people out there who don't like the Vatican might like that. But you know, when an Israeli tactician talks about a nuclear missile aimed at Rome, what more can you read into it than that? Now, the question, so the bottom line is, this Samson option is a pretty scary thing. This is a country willing to not only kill itself, but take the whole world down with it. That's pretty nasty, folks, and that's an understatement. Now, our caller asked another question. Does Israel really have these bombs? Well, you know, the books all say it does, and everybody says, yes, Israel has bombs. Jane's Intelligence Weekly said years ago Israel had the bomb. But I will tell you this, folks. I've talked to more than a few well-informed people, and when I'm saying well-informed people, I'm talking about people with very serious connections internationally. There have been a number of people who have suggested to me that, in fact, it could very well be a bluff. Maybe Israel really doesn't have the bomb, but they sure want people to think they do. Now, I don't necessarily buy that, folks, and I'm not saying that they don't have the bomb, but, you know, I'm answering that question from Martin. I don't know, and I wouldn't even try to pretend to know, but I'm just saying that there are a few people that I've talked to, and that probably means there's a lot of other people out there who think otherwise. I don't know. What do you think? All right, we are going to a break. And we do have some other callers lined up, and we'll be going right back to them when we return. Stay tuned, folks.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra-long telescopic antenna, line-out and external line-in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio. You get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Welcome back. We do have a whole raft of callers, but, you know, I have to say something before we go to the callers. I was thinking here about Mr. Newt Gingrich. Now, you know, that million-dollar contribution that his think tank, so-called, received from the richest Jew in the world, Sheldon Adelson, is very, very interesting. You know, it's totally legal. There's nothing illegal about a private contribution. Now, Gingrich is, you couldn't make that contribution legally to a candidate for president. But if someone quietly gave Newt Gingrich $1 million when he was serving in Congress, that would be probably considered somewhat suspect. But since Newt Gingrich is out of Congress and not officially running for anything, that contribution is just a nice contribution from the richest Jew in the world to a very influential Republican, the former Speaker of the House of Representatives, who was very supportive of Israel while serving in Congress, at which time, incidentally, his wife was on the payroll of a company, the Israel Export Development Corporation, which was promoting Israeli interests. And the head of that corporation is a fellow named Larry Silverstein, and I'm assuming that that's the same Larry Silverstein of World Trade Center fame. But it's very, very interesting. You know, Newt Gingrich is supposed to be Mr. Morality. That's kind of a joke, and, you know, family values and all this kind of stuff. Isn't it interesting that he gets $1 million from a casino tycoon? Now, folks, I occasionally go to the, about once a year, when my friend, the big shot lawyer, is in town. I've talked about him on this show. He and I go to the racetrack. I enjoy the racetrack. I actually occasionally win some money at the racetrack. I look upon it as kind of a little amusement. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people who get addicted to it. I am not, never will be. So I'm not here to be hypocritical and criticize Gingrich for taking money from a casino tycoon, but I just kind of wonder what all his Christian supporters think about that. Well, they probably think it's fine and dandy since it's from the richest Jew in the world, because after all, the Jews are God's chosen people. Just a thought. Okay, let's go to Brian in Pennsylvania. Brian, sorry to keep you waiting.
Good evening, Mike.
How you doing tonight?
Good. Like my dad used to say, I'm able to sit up and take nourishment. Well, I thought your show last night was such a good show. I had to call up. I wanted to add one thing. I told you before, I get these flyers from a Reform congregation outfit down here. Well, I got one some time ago. In fact, I put it on my website, but it was about Purim. And I'm looking at it, and it's an advertisement for, you know, the celebration that they have for this religious event that they call Purim. And it says, come hear the Megillah, boo Hammon, cheer Esther, and have a Hammontashen. So I thought, well, what is a Hammontashen? And if you dig deep enough, you find out that it's some sort of deep fried concoction that they have only at Purim, and it's translated into Hammon's ear.
That's exactly right.
You knew that.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's right. I pronounce that Haman, but I guess you could pronounce it Hammon, spelled H-A-M-A-N. That's their ancient enemy who's been compared to Hitler and probably Jimmy Carter by this point. But isn't that interesting that they actually eat a pastry that they say is the ear of their ancient enemy? I mean, that is almost cannibalism.
Yeah, my good friend Glenn, a long time ago, tried to explain to me how all these Jewish religions are based on these most horrible slaughters and persecutions, and he was right.
Yeah, it really is. It's frightening, and I think the average Christian who has this mistaken belief that somehow Judaism and Christianity are of the same cut from the same cloth, so to speak, they need to do a little bit of serious investigating.
Well, it's too late for that. They're
yeah, I think it is.
They're brainwashed. All right, I just thought that was interesting that this ear aspect of it is kind of it's unnatural.
But then again, if you think about it, since the Jewish religion teaches that non-Jews are not human beings, that they are cattle,
exactly,
it would not exactly be considered cannibalism for the Jewish people to symbolically eat the ear. No, it wouldn't.
And that
of
gets
a piece
into
of cattle.
You know, that goes into all the ritualistic murder history that they have. The other thing I wanted to say was that, you know, these Persians, they're not Arabs. They're actually Indo-Europeans. And I remember when they were persecuting Saddam and his henchmen, he had one guy at his table all the time, some sort of big shot in the party that had red hair. And he looked just like a friend of mine's dad.
You know,
Persians aren't Arabs.
That's right. A lot of people were. But you know what? In the minds of people like my friend, the big shot lawyer, anybody in that part of the world is all the same. He draws no distinction.
Yeah, I understand.
All right, Brian, thanks for that call. Very important point. Subtle point. All right. We have a number of callers lined up. We'll go right to the callers when we come back. No more chatter. From me, that is.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Michael Collins Piper here. Brian's call from Pennsylvania reminded me of something my father used to refer to. He'd say that something was just plain damn meanness, and I think that is an accurate description of those religious teachings that we've been talking about. Plain damn meanness, in the words of my late father. Okay, let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, come on up.
Hi, Michael. I wanted to bring something up. I feel like nowadays, we're in this new Inquisition almost. I mean, I don't know if you heard, but I believe their names are Mersheimer and Walt.
Right.
They were censored recently at the Chicago Global Affairs Council. And I'm just, unless, of course, they had someone to balance out their views. And, you know, I'm just, it's like we're in some type of new Inquisition now. You cannot say anything about Zionism, even if I mean, I'm not even talking about Judaism here. I'm talking about...
Right, exactly.
Right. And there are many academics out there that are, you know, talking about Israel honestly. Norman Finkelstein and James Petras, who wrote The Power of Israel in the U.S.
Right, good book, yeah.
Right. And it just feels like we're in a new Inquisition now because you cannot say anything about Israel. And everything is propaganda, and Jimmy Carter's an anti-Semite. And I just wanted to voice how, you know, it's a sad situation, but I really can't help but laugh. Would you agree?
Well, you know, I agree, because it is it is becoming almost comic. You know, you're referring to Mearsheimer and Walt. Stephen Walt was from Harvard University. He was the head of the Kennedy School of Government there, and Mr. Mearsheimer is from the University of Chicago, I believe. These are two of the best known, and up until they wrote a paper about the power of the Israeli lobby, among the most quote-unquote respected foreign policy analysts in the face of the planet. And after they dared to criticize Israel and the Israeli lobby and to suggest that Israel's interests aren't always America's interests and vice versa, they were called every name in the book. So that is par for the course. And, you know, I'll tell you something, Joe. What's also interesting is that just a few months ago, in the publication of the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, someone actually wrote a paper suggesting that there should be a witch hunt inside the U.S. government, inside the military, inside the Pentagon, in civilian offices there, inside the diplomatic corps, inside the intelligence community. There should be a witch hunt for possible, quote-unquote, sympathizers with Muslim terrorism and the international jihad. Now, what the guy who wrote this piece for JINSA was not suggesting that the people that needed to be rooted out were people who were helping plot terrorist attacks on the United States with the down and dirty Muslim terrorists. The sympathizers he was talking about were generals and admirals and CIA men and FBI women and all sorts of otherwise patriotic Americans who are considered worthy of being victimized by this witch hunt because they're considered not supportive enough of Israel. So when you use the term witch hunt, you're absolutely correct. They are proposing witch hunts, and that's pretty scary.
Right, and there's one more thing I wanted to mention for your listeners. There's a documentary out there that came out some months back called 9/11 Iraq, All Roads Lead to Israel by Ryan Dawson, and I think people should Google that and look it up.
That's very interesting. I hadn't heard about that. I'll try to check that out.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for your call, Joe. That also reminds me to remind you folks that Senator Sam Brownback, this wonderful conservative who's running for the Republican presidential nomination, a couple years ago proposed the possibility of setting up what effectively would be a tribunal that would investigate college professors for possible anti-Semitism. This was originally written about in the New York Sun, and then I wrote about it in American Free Press, and Joe Fields, who's been a guest in this show, circulated an email about my story all over the world, to the point that people were flooding Congress with angry emails, academics, teachers, and so forth, saying they objected to this. And you know what? They tried to say this was an urban legend, that there was no truth to the story whatsoever, and yet it originated, it was first mentioned in a small circulation pro-Israel daily newspaper in New York. So this is the kind of guy Sam Brownback is, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let his nice rhetoric fool you. This man is a bought and paid for shill of Israel. All right, let's go to Jack in New Mexico.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing, Jack?
Pretty good. How you doing?
All righty.
I guess I don't have too much to offer tonight because I've been more or less away from home for the last 3 months, you know. And I got back and I tried to get my favorite RBM stations, mainly you, and on a shortwave, and I'm wondering what happened.
There has been some trouble with the shortwave. I'm not quite clear as to what is going on there, but I've heard a lot of complaints about that. But I guess you must be listening on the Internet. Is that correct?
No, I don't have access to the Internet. I just thought I'd call up and see if you were still on.
Still on, yes.
And I think there's that, what's his name, that's been out, that preacher that's been out there for 1,000 years, Mr. B.S., what's Brother Stair? And that's who's on your old frequencies.
I wish I could give you an answer to that. I'm not real shortwave savvy, but this is not the first time I've heard about this, and I'm sure it won't be the last. But we are still here.
You know if there's any plans to maybe change frequencies or anything like that?
I really don't know. I guess the guys at RBN would have the information on that.
Well, I'm going to try to get some internet access because I really hate missing your program and Rick Adams. I feel like my life is empty.
Well, I appreciate the sentiment.
You bet.
All right,
nice
Jack. Well, glad you touched base with us. We're still here.
Bye bye.
All righty. Okay, let's go to that was a nice call. Let's go to Bill in Idaho.
Hello. Good evening.
How are you doing, Bill?
Very well. Obviously, being able to listen to the Python here, I just wanted to mention that there is no scheduled change. John went through that rather extensively, and sadly, it's a matter of finances right now, and so they have had to withdraw that. They just don't have the resources. So that.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that because I knew there was some problems with that, but, you know, I had just seen some information that came into the American Free Press office today, which led me to believe there still was a shortwave programming. I hadn't had a chance to talk to John about that. So.
As of last week, I think that was the latest, but wanted to thank you, not only tremendously entertaining, but also sadly all too informing in regard to the situation that we find ourselves in. Strategically, logistically, and every other way. Your point in regard to what possible implications the change of the psychometrics of the great Hitler might have everything to do with the their DMS outline in their psychiatry books, considering that you, Mr. Watt, as well as I think if you would get a chance to interview Dave Emery, would clarify and amplify so much of the history you're trying to draw to your audience's attention. But at some time, and I know you don't have time to go into it now, could you, like Jack tried to get out, the discussion in regard to the Khazarian Ashkenazi false Jew discussion? It might take some heat off this discussion and yet at the same time inform so many others that are confused. And if you wouldn't understand or appreciate the request, pull up KGA out of Spokane, Washington, and Furman the German going after the Kohls, K-O-L-L-S, of Spokane Valley fame. It might be worth a number of different broadcasts.
All right, yeah, well, that's not a bad idea. I mean, the subject of the Khazars comes up frequently on this show, but there may be a lot of people out there who may not
have missed it, yeah,
be fully versed in the history. So that's not a bad idea to do a show on that subject.
Thanks for everything you guys
do. All right,
do
Bill.
Definitely listen to that 11:30 news update on KGA on the MP3. Might be very interesting because they announced the World Order's big plans of the calendar. They announced it on the radio at 11:30 this morning, Pacific. I'll talk to you. Bye-bye.
All right, Bill. Thanks for your call. All right. Let's go to Colorado with Harry. Harry, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, how are you doing, Michael?
What's going on out there?
I'm a second-time caller on your show. I enjoy your show every night, and I always try to turn it on whenever I can. I notice people are having trouble picking you up on the shortwave.
Well, that's what we were just talking about there with Jack calling from New Mexico. Yeah, the shortwave has been apparently suspended for the time being, so we're just going to have to hang on with the internet broadcast.
I listen to you on a KU band satellite, and it's very dependable. It comes in every night, just as clear as a bell.
All right, well, that's good to know.
It's a MPEG 2 receiver. You buy that MPEG 2 receiver and set yourself up with a little, let's see here, 75-centimeter KU band dish, put it up there on the roof, hook it up, and you're on KU L5 or T5 Ku band, or Ku band satellite. The frequency is 11836 megahertz vertical.
And I understand that was available, and I assume still is available from RBN. So people should check out the website if they want to get that product.
Yeah, it's very. It's a couple hundred dollars investment. $100 for the receiver and about $100 for the dish, and it comes with the instructions. I think anybody can set it up and aim it at the satellite, and boy, the reception's perfect every night. It's dependable, much better than shortwave, much better.
Yeah, well, this is what I've been told when that was introduced, and I guess like I say, it in terms of what you get out of it. That's basically if it's $200, that's less than a dollar a day for a year.
That's not much more than what a shortwave radio is.
Exactly. It's unfortunate, but these shortwave bills are very, very expensive. And I did have a sponsor on this program, Headache Stay Gone, which is a product which I still use and still love, but. He chose not to continue advertising. He's of the opinion, I guess, that everybody's heard about Headache Stay Gone, but that's why it's so important, to support the Republic Broadcasting Network, because, we don't have these big-time advertisers. We don't have the richest Jew in the world giving RBN $1 million like they gave to Newt Gingrich, so it's... just rely upon the people, the good people that listen to this programming.
Is there anything to be broadcasting on that satellite?
What's that?
Is there any expense to the RBN?
I do not know. I have to talk to John and Sandra about that.
Well, apparently you're broadcasting and you're able to pay for it or whatever it is. It's working every night, so it must be a lot cheaper than shortwave.
It would be a lot cheaper, I'm sure, than shortwave.
Well, I notice you're not coming in quite as clear the last couple of nights, so you sound like you're on the telephone. Is that?
Well, I actually am on the telephone. I use the telephone, and it just could be that I'm getting some bad feedback. It's kind of funny when my friends call me. A lot of my friends call me. If I call them, they insist on calling me back because there's an amazing amount of feedback and all sorts of clicking. And if I wanted to be paranoid, I would say, well, that's probably the CIA or the Mossad. But it probably is.
Rick Adams comes in a lot more clearer after your show. He comes in much clearer. I don't know.
He may be using Skype. Now, they tell me he uses something else, but that's part of the problem. I've been putting off using another process because I need a new computer here at home, but which is where I generally do my broadcast from.
Home,
but,
he broadcasts from a studio, then, is that it?
No, he's got another process. I'm not quite sure exactly what it is.
Okay.
But
well, anyway, you were mentioning about the suicidal tendency of Israel,
right?
That was predominant in their philosophy for destroying everybody, taking everybody else down, and in the process, committing suicide if necessary. This kind of correlates with the. With the JFK assassination, I kind of think. When Jack Ruby, to a greater degree, he committed suicide by killing Lee Harvey Oswald, and he sacrificed his life in the process.
That's a very interesting analogy there, and I had never thought about that.
He certainly was trying to cover something up because there was no reason to kill Lee Harvey Oswald other than to allow him to go into court and explain the process. He probably had some information on it that was never divulged by the Warren Commission at all, and I'm sure there was a conspiracy. It's never been answered. The magic bullet alone would explain that. It's never been fully explained. I think it was an assassination. And Kennedy was against Israel obtaining the nuclear bomb. I think you remember that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that's the subject of my book, Final Judgment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and as a result of that decision, or the reason, or the fact that he was against Israel getting the nuclear bomb might have been one of the factors that brought on his assassination. That's what I think.
Well, if you look into the details, Durrani, you'll find a lot of Israeli connections in some of the most unlikely places.
Oh, yes. And, of course, Jack Ruby, he's Jewish, and he gave himself up to a greater degree. He sacrificed his life. I think he knew he was dying. I think he had a cancer or some kind of failed disease. I think he knew of that. So he's pretty much sacrificed himself in order to shut off Harvey Oswald's testimony in court about
it's pretty clear that Ruby, well, I tell you, it's actually interesting. It appears as though Ruby tried to get out of having to kill Oswald, but he was obviously pressured to do it by somebody. And
Well, then there's a conspiracy right there.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Conspiracy, right? So why aren't these things ever uncovered? I don't know. It's very ominous, and it's very suspicious. It's very suspicious.
That's the understatement of the year, Harry. All right. Thanks for your call, Harry. We're going to our final break for the hour. Then we will go to try to squeeze in one more caller before it's all over here. Stay tuned.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We're wrapping up the hour. I have a couple callers waiting to come aboard, but we're not going to be able to get everybody up here tonight. But let's go to Ed in Georgia. Ed, come on up.
How are you?
How you doing tonight, Ed?
Doing fine, doing well. Just want to share a little incident. I spoke at the Council of Conservative Citizens meeting in Greenville back in June, and I spoke on the Zionist issues, and I just got the Citizen Informer, their newspaper, and all of the speakers had pictures, lineup of the pictures in the paper, right up of the full page of the meeting, but my name was not mentioned anywhere. Not surprising, but just kind of funny.
Is this Ed Butler?
Right.
How you doing, Ed? Good to talk to you.
I'm doing great.
Good gentleman here on board with us, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't seen him in a while. He's one of the tallest human beings I've ever seen in my life, but he stands he stands head and shoulders above a lot of people in a lot of ways, and one of the ways is that he is willing to speak about Zionism. And that's interesting, isn't it, Ed, that they just decided that you were a non-person?
Yeah, I was expecting that, but it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I guess, you see, that's the thing. You kind of have to laugh is what it comes down to, like
right.
Our caller Joe said earlier. Sometimes things get so they get so insane that the only way you can deal with all this insanity, and there's a lot of evil here we're talking about, you
right.
have to laugh at it. Sometimes you have to laugh at the devil.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
You know, it's interesting. I just saw that something similar happened to Dr. E. Michael Jones. He spoke at a conference up here in Washington, and he dared to discuss the issue of Jewish power and Zionism and so forth, and one of the other speakers at the conference, a fellow by the name of Peter Brimelow, demanded that they eliminate Brimelow's name from any published reports about the conference because he didn't want to have his name associated with the remarks that were made by Dr. Michael Jones.
Yeah. Another incident at that meeting, Jared Taylor was the keynote speaker.
I'll bet he was.
And he got full coverage.
He got full coverage. Well, Jared has a special relationship with the Jews, just like the United States has a special relationship with Israel, and it's
right.
not very different when it comes right down to it.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, Ed, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Mike.
All right, you take care of yourself.
You too now.
That's Reverend Ed Butler, ladies and gentlemen. Real good man. I've known him for a while, out of Georgia. All right, folks. Apologies to two of our callers, Mike and Mike, who we couldn't bring up here tonight, but we will be here tomorrow night, so if you guys want to ring in, please do so. That goes to everybody else out there, too. Thanks for listening in, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper, and we are wrapping up this hour. Stay tuned for Rick Adams. I'm sure Rick is going to cause some trouble. That's what makes Rick great. He does cause some trouble, and that's why I like Rick Adams. And I know you do, too. All right, folks, Michael Collins Piper signing off. Watch your mail. The latest issue of American Free Press has gone to press. Check out the website at AmericanFreePress.net. Have a good evening.
It's true.